Sterling. Savings vary with model selected. See dealer for details or online at Coons.com.
KFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Is this going to end up on Geronimo's air? You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, just crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit, ain't no friend of mine. They said you was high class, well, that was just a lie. They said you was high class, well, that was just a lie.
George Michael is 59.
You wimp.
All right.
You are
all right.
A wimp.
Okay.
For
your DJ. All right.
Okay.
All right. Busted.
Okay.
62. I'm going to say 59.
And if I hadn't given up that word for Len, I'd say that right now to you. Because you just manipulated me into saying what I really thought.
George, I think, George is in that ballpark.
I think when he worked at WABC, he was already 40. Okay?
Really?
That's what I think.
That would make sense, though.
He was a disc jockey at FIL in Philly.
That's right.
When he was in his 30s, and that was in the 60s.
Okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right? So he's probably in his 60s.
Plus, take a look at him some night on Channel 4. I mean, look at him. Okay?
Very good friend of the show, but, you know, we just noticed he's been at it a while.
I think I'll stick by what I really thought, which was...
You guys could look at him when he leaned over into our broadcast at the Super Bowl?
Early 60s, yes.
You know, when he was real close to us and he just...
Early 60s
for George Michael. Early 60s, I'm with you on that one.
I'm honest.
Maybe early to mid-60s.
Somebody call over to Channel 4.
Oh, he's the kind of guy, that phone's going to ring and it's going to... What are you doing?
No, see, this he won't. He's very vain about that. He's very vain about his age. He's very vain about his hair.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
You know him better than I do.
You know George is vain about his age.
I just know everybody that's ever worked for George. I know all of George's producers.
And certainly he's vain about his hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for goodness sakes, he's got a bigger bald spot than I do times 10. Right?
He does. He's got a tuft
of hair, like, right up on top, and then, you know, but you don't need it back there for TV.
No, you don't.
Because you're facing the camera.
But every once in a while, when he turns around to talk to Jim Vance,
yeah,
man,
Punch
whoa!
Vance or something like that, you know.
Whoa! Yeah, I'll guess 62. Buzz, are you familiar with George Michael? How old do you think he is?
Very much so, and I would say right in that neighborhood, I'll say 61.
All right, I'll go on record now and say my final guess would be, I'm going to say 67.
And he's not that old,
man.
Do you think he's older than G. Gordon Liddy?
No.
Okay, right. How old is the G-Man? The G-Man, how old is he? 65 or 66?
Right in there.
G. Gordon Liddy?
Yeah, I'm going to say also, seriously, I think 62.
Yeah, I think he's just a little younger than G. Gordon Liddy.
Yeah, just a bit. G. Gordon's 62, right? I think he just turned 62.
I'm pretty sure that the G-Man would kick his ass.
Oh, absolutely.
If there was like a boxing match, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's all technique. It's all technique with the
and I'm not talking about if G. Gordon Liddy could, like, use any of his fancy tricks, you know, to kill a guy with a pencil or any of that other stuff he told us.
You know, when I'm listening to the G. Gordon Liddy show and I hear him go on one of those things about him being in prison or how he kills people, that's when I literally can't touch the dial. When he goes, well, you can take a pencil, and that's when, you know,
he's got your attention.
And that's one, the one I heard one time was he explained in detail how to kill a man with a number two pencil. And I enjoyed that.
Robbie, what did they say over at Channel 4?
George is not in yet, but he's due in shortly, so I left a message.
Well, why don't you just call up and ask the...
He comes in a little later now.
Just ask for the publicist. Just go to the publicist.
Okay.
Just give me the number. I'll call
ask
up.
Ask for Joel Goldberg.
Just give me the number. I'll call up.
Yeah, is Joel still working for him?
Hasn't George fired him?
I would think so, but Joel's got the kind of, you know...
Yeah, Mike knows one of his producers.
Yeah, we're real tight.
Dial the number up.
I mean, I know Joel, but I mean, Joel, you know how Joel is.
Yeah, all right. Hi, George. Guy like that who still works for George will never admit how old George really is.
No, absolutely not.
Because George is a supreme ball buster if you work for him in his TV department.
I think Joel does still work for
George.
You got
it, Robbie? Thank you.
I'm not sure.
All right, let's call Channel 4 now.
See if Joel's still working.
First, I'll just ask how old George is.
Yeah.
Just see if we can just get an answer from the receptionist.
Very good.
Tell them we're doing some background features.
And I saw what they were
doing. Hello, Ellen speaking.
Yes, hello, Ellen. This is the Don and Mike show. We're doing our radio show right now.
Uh-huh.
Question about our friend George Michael. Do you know how old he is?
No, I don't. Let me go to the sports department. Perhaps they can answer your question.
Thank you. Do you have, like, a PR department?
A public relations department?
Yeah, we saw it recently on Channel 4. You did a feature on the olden times of all your news people.
Oh, the 60s?
Yeah, we got curious about George.
Okay. Well, the people that are going to be able to give you the most information about him will be located in the department that he works in,
department. See, here's my thought about that, though. I think that those people are terrified of George.
And you know they're terrified of George.
They probably wouldn't admit how old he really is.
But if you had, like, a public relations department where they could just give us the
year,
the fact.
Okay, like, I can...
Who would you put...
Are you on air right now?
Yes,
of course.
Yes, darling.
Well, let me put you on hold. I'll try to find out.
Okay, all right. Yeah, they profiled all the anchors, the weather people, the reporters, and they showed some of the... Channel 4's had a lot of people that have been there for a long time, and they showed, you know, George. Just kind of a...
This is a tie-in with the 60s miniseries.
Yeah, that's right.
I think George's profile, they're showing some... No, I'm not going
to... Come on, go ahead.
They're showing some shots of him. I think that in Williamsburg. I'm kidding. I'm a kidder.
He used to do the morning show at Colonial Williamsburg. Hey, good morning. Good morning, sunshine. George Michael with you. Pony Express will be in today.
We got a good interview coming up with a blacksmith in a few minutes.
You know, he's gonna beat you to death with one of
he's
his...
He's going to kill us.
Oh, he'll be pissed.
He'll kill
us. No doubt he'll be pissed off at us.
He'll use
one of his big belt buckles.
No doubt. Oh, yeah, his big rodeo belt buckles. And you know...
Watch him be like 56.
No way. Then he's lying. Then he's absolutely lying.
That's true.
This guy, George Michael, besides being a famous disc jockey who escaped radio to then go to TV,
right.
He actually really helped us out of a jam when we worked on our last station.
He's been a friend of this show for a good long time.
Mm-hmm. One time, me and Mike were having a battle with management, as always, about the show. About like
hello?
How hello?
Okay, I just tried to find out. Apparently, I'm not able to find someone who actually knows, and there are people who might take a guess at it, but they would feel uncomfortable doing so.
Yeah, of course they would.
Him give that information himself. Right. He's not in yet.
Would you say over 60 or under 60? You see him every day.
Actually, I don't. I don't ever see him because their hours are a bit different.
They're
very late at night, and I'm usually gone when he's here.
Well, then I guess just based like the average viewer seeing him on TV, would you say over 60 or under 60?
Wow. I would have no way of telling. I'm probably the newest employee here.
Oh, dear.
Everybody's petrified of him.
Sure. With how old he would be, I would guess wrong.
I'm going to call the Trump crowd. Is Joel Goldberg...
20, I would say 25 and holding.
Is Joel Goldberg still working for George?
Jeff Greenberg?
No, Joel Goldberg.
Goldberg?
Yes.
I don't know what he's saying.
Probably fired him years ago.
I don't see a Goldberg.
No, he's out of there.
Yeah.
All right.
No, we don't have a Joel Goldberg.
How about Joe Schreiber?
Yes, we do have a Joe Schreiber. Would you like me to connect you?
Yes, please.
Just a moment.
No, she's been very helpful.
They're all terrified.
They're petrified, though.
Yeah, they're all smart, too. Nobody at the front. Yeah, that person. I'm new here.
Because George will come in today and like, throw tables around and stuff. Pissed off, man.
He gets very angry.
Okay, I'll connect you just a moment.
Thank you. Perfectionist. So anyway, we were having a battle with our radio station about 10 years ago. And me and Mike actually walked out one day and said, you know, screw this. We're never going back to work there. Mm-hmm. And George actually came down as like a mediator.
He mediated. Came in with his big oversized belt buckle. I forget it. TV people.
We're never going
to get that. They can hound the news people to death. You know, the newsmakers of the day, they can stake their houses out and right. stuff. But you want to get a single piece of factoid information.
How old is George Michael? I'll stick by the early assessment. Yes, Robbie?
Just a question. How do you think he stacks up in age next to Surf?
Older.
Older than Surf?
Well, no, maybe not. Yeah.
Older. No, I bet Surf is younger than George Michael.
Yeah,
I think so.
By a hair.
Really?
So, yeah.
By a hair?
Really?
Yeah,
thanks for the plug.
By a hair plug. By a hair plug.
Because I think...
buy a wooden
shoe. Beat him by a clog.
Buy a horseshoe.
I think Surf is 50. Okay.
All right, Rob. Nobody knows who Surf is.
I know,
though.
But I'm just
okay.
Let's figure it out.
Rob's taking care of a little personal vendetta.
Right.
No.
Rob, do that on your weekend show, on your candy show.
Of course.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Don.
Yes.
Hey, call Jim Vance. He'll tell you everything.
Yeah, Jim Vance will take my call, right. Yeah, Vance doesn't like us.
No. He'll give you the dirt, though.
Jim Vance hates us.
Well, he'll stick to the dirt. He enjoys
Jim Vance is a very uppity anchor man at Channel 4 who absolutely hates us.
Yes, hates us. Hates us very much.
Doreen will do it.
Doreen Gensler?
Doreen would be afraid of George.
True.
Still, even though she's been there a long time, been very successful at Channel 4, still very afraid of George.
And you got to admire that about George Michael, that he brings such fear to the people who work with him.
Now, a guy that I would love to call just to put him on the spot would be TV's Arch Campbell, just to hear him stammer.
He hates us now, too.
There's
right?
another burned bridge. There's another guy at Channel 4 who wouldn't take our call, either. So many people hate us.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you guys?
Hi, we're great, thank you.
Good. Yesterday on the lovely island of San Fatio,
yes.
They cut your show off before we got the cash call amount.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry about that.
Do you think you could say it again just in case you happen to call me?
Yeah, sure. You know, we had a big, fat, hairy wiener yesterday, so the current cash call jackpot is $153.
Great. Thank you.
$153.
No, I believe it's not. It's $203.
Oh.
You added 50 to that.
Dag nabbit, you guys are absolutely right.
How about that? You see, that's why we put it in our wallet. Right.
There you go.
He puts it
record
somewhere
keeping.
Else.
You're right. It's $203. We added 50.
$203.
Correct. My mistake. Apologies, please. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're great, thank you.
This is the Kane lady calling.
Oh, Kane lady.
I went to high school with George's daughter.
Yeah.
And he's clearly got to be over 60, but...
He's never going to talk to us again.
Yes, he will.
He won't.
If we don't hear from him, I'll be concerned.
If you are friends with him, then you don't want to know the dirt about his daughter in high school.
No.
My God, we don't want to go there.
Certainly
he probably
not.
Made a terrible not. Mistake already.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
I'm
trying to get through to kiss your guys' ass. I'll do that in a minute, though.
No, do the ass kissing first, please.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
All right, hold on. Let me get a position for this.
Very good.
Okay. Comfy? Are you ready, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm ready now.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm on a construction. Oh, okay. You know what? Since I moved from Chicago to Las Vegas like 10 years ago, and I used to listen to Stephen Gary back then.
All right, enough with the bio. What's your point?
Yeah, come on. Get to the ass kissing,
please. You guys are so good. That it's been like 10 years.
There we go.
My days are going by.
Oh, that's good.
That's good.
Good.
That's good ass kissing.
It is just like, I can't wait till 12 o'clock.
That's good.
Ooh, yes.
Yum, yum.
Oh, yeah.
It's real.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, do it.
Okay, the guy's going to start.
Do it. Keep kissing my ass. Kiss Mike's ass.
Oh,
hot, unadulterated ass kissing.
Potty guy.
What?
The porta potty cleaner guy is right up the, like, 20 feet away. He's about to start up the machine. He sucks the duty and stuff out of the toilet thing out here.
Yes, and?
Oh, my God, here it is. Oh, it smells. Like, you know.
Now, you were in the middle of doing some butt kissing, and then you started on this little comedy bit.
No, I'm not being funny. I mean, okay, maybe I'm trying to be funny. The guy is seriously right there.
So disappointed.
Blowing. Mm-hmm. Huh?
This call had so much promise when you were just giving us a good old-fashioned ass smooching.
You had to put so much so much of you into it.
Do you understand, though?
And I understand that you were going to call and give us a good ass-kissing, and then you just had to bring up all sorts of things that appeal to you.
This show is about us.
Us.
Me. Him.
The guy is, like, right...
No, you just don't know.
He's blowing...
All right. Maybe on another day that would have been an acceptable call.
Absolutely.
Maybe another day.
Another place, another time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That was Lewis's cousin, I think.
Hello.
I hear breathing.
Hello? Oh, for goodness sakes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
I got a story about Jim Vance and you guys, actually. A couple years ago, I was when I used to live in D.C., I was in a deli that Jim Vance used to go to all the time.
Yeah.
And I was telling a friend of mine who had just moved there about you guys and how much I'd like to listen to y'all and whatnot. And whatnot.
And what for?
I turned around and said, I can't believe you listen to those idiots.
That doesn't surprise. We know that. I mean, you can tell by the way he handles anything about us on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and every time I saw him in there, he used to go there all the time. He always would give me the dirtiest looks.
Yeah. Well, whenever Channel 4 does something on our show, which incidentally they haven't done for about 5 years, but when they used to do stuff on our show,
right?
Jim Vance used to always get a disgusted look on his face.
You remember that one tape when Arch does a piece on us and he goes, well, you like radio, don't you, Arch? Well, this is TV.
Yeah.
You know, it's a...
Right. Hold on, I've just been given another number for Channel 4.
Well, just let me just try one more number, and then we're done.
He'll know that we're kidding. We're just having fun. We're just curious. We're curious. That's why we do our job so well, because we're curious.
Curious about how old George is.
Sports.
We just got a side bit going. Hello, Channel 4 Sports?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Don and Mike, and we're doing our radio show right now. We got a question about George.
Oh, boy.
Now, come on now.
Oh, boy. Now you see.
Now, you know we like George, and we think George likes us.
We just got on a discussion
Wait, what do you mean you think George likes you?
Well, we've always thought that he's a friend of ours, and we just got talking about George because, we're friends and we're fans. And
right.
Well, let me just condense this. We had a disc jockey on who had been out of work for a while, and we helped get him a gig, and we were wondering about how old he might be, and then another disc jockey, and we were thinking about how old he might be.
They're talking about great disc jockeys and their history and how long they've been in the business.
And basically what we want to know is how old is George Michael?
Can I tell you the God's honest truth, man, is I don't have the slightest idea.
You're lying!
Come on! I swear to God,
liar!
I'm not lying. No, listen, I got to tell you, I get that question a lot because people want to... Because George has been here since, the early 80s, and people ask me all the time, hey,
ladies and gentlemen, do you hear the fear in this man's voice?
Do you hear the terror?
I'm telling you, guys, I don't have... Hey, anybody know how old George is? Anybody know?
Did you hear that? I know the radio people that call
him. I swear to God, I have no idea.
Radio.
Listen to that. All right, so radio. The stinky radio people they call him.
We're just kind of, is there anybody there that would hazard a guess?
Does Richie know? Does Richie have any idea?
You know what this guy's asking is basically, who wants to get fired?
God, let me tell you something, guys. I swear to God, I wish I could help you, but the truth is, I don't have the slightest idea. I really don't.
All right, it's north of 60. It's got to be north of 60.
That's interesting. Cause
how nervous this guy is.
If I had to guess, I would probably say... maybe mid to late 50s, I would guess.
You're an ass kiss. Suck up.
You're an ass kiss.
Total ass kiss. McClane here. I don't know.
All right. Good
idea.
Thank you for taking our call. Goodbye.
Third one.
Good job.
That is it. That's the sports department. I would guess mid 50s.
Are that the radio guys that called before?
Obviously. Really, this question, I know. It's now a hornet's nest in that sports department.
Right.
So I think
that friendship with George is now officially over.
Yeah, if we don't, you know, if we don't get the call, hey guys, what are you doing?
Listen,
if we don't get that call,
listen, Don, Mike, Geronimo, what are you doing?
That's exactly what he'll say.
For cockamamie, what are you doing,
Geronimo? Now we don't get that call, we're toast.
That right. He's pissed.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is really pissed.
Oh my goodness, we haven't done a break here. All right, well let's go to break right now.
Hebrew national standards are higher than any government standards. They're almost as high as mine.
My goodness, you can find, in fact, Hebrew...
Wait, what are you laughing at? Time?
Take two. You can find, say it with authority, you can find Hebrew National hot dogs at Walbaum's Market. Stock up now for barbecues and cookouts at Walbaum's. You will do it.
Yeah, that's George. Back when he was, maybe 45.
Just like it was yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Okay.
Enough. Hold on. Get an ice cream headache.
Oh, it's fine. We haven't played a commercial. It's already 5 till 4.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey. Last call, please. Are you calling about George?
Yes, I am.
All right. What about him?
I used to listen to George Michaels back in the late 60s when I listened to
George Michael.
It's not
Michaels.
He was giving away a Mustang down there on his anniversary birthday. He was 34 then, so he's 64 years old.
64.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he gave away a Mach 1, so he celebrated his birthday by giving away one.
Okay. Why is that so funny that
George is 64?
Why is that so funny?
Well, it's 1 year away from mandatory retirement.
That's it.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you later. Okay. Uh-huh. All right, let's change the subject right now. I'm as afraid of George as all the people at Channel 4 are. That's it.
Yes.
Virginia, Washington, D.C. The Mutual Newsroom will get us up to date on the news headlines, and we'll come back with a little more Open Phone America. We'll have our salute to my man, Duke Zebert, by taking him to one of his favorite places, one of mine, too, the town of Cooperstown, New York. This is the Larry King Show in Washington, and we'll be right back.
The Don and Mike
Show. Buzz Burbank likes the jumble, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Lay King.
It's Lay King.
What? My wife's Sean King. I'm Lay King from the corner.
Want to hear the tape of Larry cutting apart? Please. Hi, it's Lay King.
Larry King. Lots of all stupid dukes at the top of the aisle to get to see the duker again.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. You know, I just pulled this off the rack, and I think, what the heck? I got a lot of great stuff here, but it can wait. Let's listen to the tape of Larry falling asleep again during the show.
Oh, yeah. This is fantastic.
I think we only played it one time after we originally got it from... I take that back. I don't know who we got this tape from.
Is this really the one where he actually is having a conversation? He doesn't know he's on the air?
That's what it is.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. He actually comes back from a break. And they're live on the air, and he thinks they're still on the break. So the conversation is a conversation he would have when they're not on the air.
Oh, I see. Right, because we have two tapes of him falling asleep on the air. One tape of him cutting a fart on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's Larry King.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685.
Let me just stop it right there because it's important for you folks to remember that they came out of the break.
Right.
They played the tape of the guy saying, this is Larry King.
Now here's Larry.
And then he comes on and does his thing. Hey, we'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour.
And I think right after the phone number is somewhere something goes wrong where Larry just zones out completely.
It's Larry King.
2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do. And... there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline, and although I have
can you stop it for a second? Yeah. I got another observation about this now. I thought after the number, he thought that it was some kind of formatic. No, he just
forgot he was on the air.
He gets totally lost.
It's like game.
So remember, they played the tape. Here's Larry. Gives the phone number. He asks the guy a follow-up question.
Right.
Now, here's the guy answering the question.
Publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do.
Diddle.
And I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it. And so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this. Until you write the end...
You know, maybe Larry just got real bored with this guy. I'm bored with this guy now, waiting for him to shut up.
Yeah, the answer probably he just completely zoned out.
And at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
You hear this, Sherry? He leans back.
Huh?
Okay, stop it there again. He's already made the transition now. He got bored during the answer, right? And now he thinks he's off the air.
I think you're right. I think that we can isolate it that during the answer, the first answer, this guy, Larry, fell asleep.
And listen, who can blame Larry King? Guys, this guest is super boring.
Okay.
Who's your agent?
He said, who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
Oh, no.
Lovely woman.
I was Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
He's not even talking into the microphone now.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Sterling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine, you know. Well, I just had a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. I'm supposed to break it to about Baltimore, right about
this. He doesn't know he's on.
What the street was like.
I just got a real nice advance.
You've got 4 books already behind you.
Yeah. There's not a bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the book, the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
What, like, King? And now listen to the silence.
Okay. They're on the air.
This is dead air. Tape's the best. Yeah. Squeak in his chair.
Where do you live?
Where do you live?
Well, I have an apartment in New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East Side?
West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Right.
So now you know what it's like to go on the Larry King show. These are the boring questions that he asks you when he slumps over during the commercials. That's because he thinks he's in a spot set.
Yeah.
It's really growing that area.
Uh-huh.
Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And you, these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years. Now, in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Damn right.
Damn right.
Yeah, right.
Larry.
It's like, hey. And again, all the silence.
It's on the air.
And also, please note, let me stop that again. I want you folks to notice another nuance of this. He has, unlike us, I run our control board here.
Right.
He's got a board op.
Mm-hmm.
Larry's sitting in a studio.
Yeah, somebody's kind of like just letting things happen here.
Right, there's a board operator who...
Some FOL friend of Larry.
Yeah. Some FOL who's making sure he's SOL.
We're back.
Just figured it out.
We've never gone anywhere. We're still out. Now, I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on?
They did.
Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, here's Larry?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it.
Robert,
I'm just talking to the crew. I realize we're on. I'm
not talking to the crew.
Neither of us ever heard his signal come back, so we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show.
I'm
Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. Our numbers are 703-685-21.
Big load.
And this is semi-hysterical. Here we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. The last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back.
Well, yes, you did. Yes, you did, Larry.
So if you came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know, what were we talking about, Robert?
We're talking about agents and things like that.
Agents.
Can't be much interest.
Couldn't have been. If you heard whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
Fitting case.
I got a nice advance for a book about Brooklyn.
Where you live? Where you live?
That's nice.
Damn right.
He's not vigorous.
If I was a full time writer, I don't think I would have used shirt.
It's like
Lay King.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi, guys. I used to be a board op with Larry King over at Mutual years ago, 12 years ago, and watched him fall asleep many a time.
As we pointed out, there had to be a guy running the controls who immediately recognized that Larry was leaning back in his chair, was not talking into the microphone.
Yeah, give us the picture. When Larry's, you know, figures out where he is and he starts raving out and going into the CYA mode, what would the reaction have been on the part of the board op? Would he be just over there going, you got your cue? I didn't do anything.
That's pretty much it. You're sitting there watching, and you look over at the producer. The producer kind of looks back at you, and we let a reasonable amount of time go by, what we thought was reasonable, and at some point, the producer would start out quietly, Larry.
Did Larry have all kinds of brain farts like that during his show?
I can't speak to all of them. I you know, we rotated on a shift, so I didn't see him but maybe 100 times. But out of the thousands of times, I'm sure he had plenty of those.
And thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Let's listen to the beginning of the tape again so you can definitively hear that they come back from a break and Larry King is quite obviously aware of it.
Did somebody say, here's Larry?
Right.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do. And there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline. And
see?
Kind of
he's answering the question.
The publisher.
And you're right about this answer.
This answer
would put me to sleep.
Sure, anyway. I always do. And
Larry's tuned out now.
Details,
it's almost hypnotizing Larry with this answer.
And so we're talking about another year here. And the end of the year gets very long because...
It's very long.
Done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this. Until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. Even, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
That chair is gone.
The chair leaves back.
Your agent.
Who's your agent?
ICM.
Who's your agent?
Esther Newberg.
I know, Esther.
Lovely woman.
The guy's confused.
Yeah, he's Sterling Lord.
Well, you do. Sterling was my agent for years and years.
Now, the guest is trying to keep it going.
Yeah. Lovely woman. Larry, what the hell are you doing? And then comes a point where the guest finally accepts the fact, well, maybe we are off
right,
the air.
Right, right. I mean, the guest isn't supposed to know.
No.
Right.
It is a kind of nice manner. I don't give out a full-time writer. I don't think I'd use it. I like someone more.
Yeah,
for me it's fine. You know,
there's a little vote of confidence for his agent there.
Well, he's got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, write about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
You know, the guy's got an author in there. And goddamn him, he's got to brag.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I just got a nice advance for a book about Brooklyn.
I'm totally getting the real Larry here.
The bestseller list is 2 weeks behind.
And vigorous. I'm a bit air.
But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
What's the cover?
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's I don't know what the book's about, but he's the most boring guest I've ever heard.
You know, sort of against the female.
Can't read this.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Where do you live?
Hey, finally, okay.
Well, I have an apartment in New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut in New Canaan.
Oh, God.
Lady King.
Lady King.
Where
that sign, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Larry, open your mouth.
Yeah.
Right, I guess.
It's really growing that area.
Larry King.
Are you going to say something now, boring man?
And these guys, these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years, now in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, hold on. What he said is people stuck in these places they can't afford, and they're jacking up the rates, and Larry says, good.
Good. No, he says damn right. He says damn right. He's talking about the landlords. He's talking about the landlords getting stuck with that. And then Larry, you know, not even paying attention. Goes, damn right. Yeah.
Unbelievable. Network radio time.
This is how you can't.
I'll be back.
There you go.
Now, remember, folks, you heard him come back on the break.
Now, I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break?
Oh, God. That's the best Larry King tape. That's the best Larry King.
Larry King.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Yeah, I ran into him Sunday at the Pentagon City Mall.
Larry King.
Yeah, I tried to say something to him, but he just kind of growled it off.
Well, now, what do you mean? Did you actually speak to him?
Yeah, we were sitting at the food court right there, and he and his wife were coming out of the movie theater.
What did you say?
I said, hi, Larry, how are you? And he just said, hi. And I went to say something about his show and, you know, try to give him a little kiss ass till he could that I could speak your names in, and then he just kind of growled and walked off.
Just a little too quick for you?
Yeah, he just kind of just wanted to get away, I think. He was sitting there with my wife eating lunch.
Was he there with Ron Howard? You know, in those situations, it's best just say our names before you even say hi. If you ever see Larry King, just go Don and Mike.
Larry King, Don and Mike.
Well, I figured I didn't want to give him another heart attack. He looked like his wife was about trying to hold him up anyway.
Oh, this is Larry King with my quadruple bypass. Hello.
This Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask them about if they've heard that Ginsana commercial with Larry King that they're running up here in Hagerstown on their show.
It's sure, I've heard that one, yes.
Yeah, right. Is it not the one we're talking about, or is it Garlic that we're talking about?
I think he does all sorts of products for vitality, because he's Larry King.
Who would buy a product for vitality from a slug like Larry King, though? I'm Larry King.
Hi, I'm Larry King. Are we on Green Bay? I lost it for a second there.
Oh, I thought it. Hello? Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Have you heard that Larry King's going to be in the Budweiser commercial during the Super Bowl? He's going to be the third frog.
I wish, because they're going to kill the frogs during the Super Bowl.
Larry's the one that hitches the ride on that tractor trailer.
It's Larry King.
There I go.
Hello.
Great ride.
This is the Don and Mike Show.